Thank you, Chair. I call this a compromise, but in fact, it's of course not yet a compromise. But it also is a text that recognizes that certain elements do not garner consensus. I think one of them is this reference to financial rules at this point in time. I think we've made good progress. This is a very significant set of measures. I think we have extended the period within which resources are given back to members, so that generates a kind of working capital fund for the following year of contributions. And since we've reached 94% of contributions this year, it means that there will be, for the following year, resources will not be immediately returned to those who have contributed in excess of the actual expenditures for the course of this year. So I think we have the buffer. We have a set of additional rules. We have new time frames. We have made it clear the obligation to contribute. I think we have also a clearer basis upon which to build the budget. It's not built upon whether or not a country has participated in the meeting, but you will simply adopt or presume that all countries that can participate in a meeting because they're parties to that particular convention, they will be counted. So I think all this taken together, and then there's this process with UNOG and UNOTA, because we do have an interface with UNOG and UNOTA, and this is relevant because they also, they're part of the equation, and some of these elements are outside strictly the scope of the contracting parties. So I think we have to let all this kick in, see how it goes, before we start prematurely indicating the need or committing to the need of a comprehensive set of financial regulations. We're not ready to take this step now, so we cannot support it. Thank you.